92.9 WBPM, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
Pop singer James Taylor says it might be his fault. The blame for breaking up the Beatles might have to be placed firmly on his shoulders after all these years. Apparently, he was in an interview recently. He was talking about his first trip to England in 1968 when James performed for Paul and George. The boys were very impressed, and they signed this young Yank from across the pond to their Apple Records roster. So while James was recording his first album, the boys were next door working on songs as well, and they would spend time together in the control room listening to each other's work. James developed an interest in drugs because of the Beatles, and when he was out wandering the neighborhood, he found some new ones, one of which he shared with John Lennon, and James Taylor regrets that day, because from that day forward, he saw a change. Lennon was a heroin addict, and this stuff made him do a hard right turn in a different direction. It bubbled the tensions between the band members, everything surfaced, it spiraled out of control from there. So apparently, it wasn't Yoko after all. It was this country-born kid named James Taylor who changed the history of popular music and put an end to the Beatles. Now I have to question, do I still like James Taylor or not?
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons and get random notes from around the planet from 92.9 WBPM.